The BBC has heard claims that Turkey is breaking international law by deporting Syrian refugees back to Syria. Refugees told a BBC investigation that Syrians who were trying to cross from Turkey into Greece were detained and returned to Syria against their will.
They forced us to sign a paper on the Syrian border that was wrote on it that I want to send me back to Syria. I didn't want to go back to Syria. Many of us feel afraid.
Amnesty International says it believes scores or possibly hundreds of people were deported. The Turkish government has strongly denied the allegations. International humanitarian law bans states from deporting people to war zones. Health officials in Sierra Leone have confirmed another death from Ebola, just hours after the World Health Organization declared an end to the outbreak in West Africa. The BBC's Umaru Fofana is in the capital, Freetown.
The spokesperson for the Ebola Response Center in Sierra Leone, Sidi Yaya Tunis, confirmed to me late last night that Public Health England had carried out two tests on the swab sample of somebody who had died in the northern Tonkolli district of Sierra Leone, and both tests had returned a positive result for Ebola. We understand that the deceased was sick. Nobody knew that it was Ebola. It was only after the person had died, 3 days later, the swab results returned a positive sample for Ebola.
The police chief in the Indonesian capital Jakarta says the security forces are hunting terror cells believed to have been involved in Thursday's bomb and gun attack in the city centre. The Jakarta police chief said the attackers had links to other militants in Sulawesi and Java. Seven people, including five attackers, are known to have died. From Jakarta is Jonah Fisher.
There's still dried blood on the ground outside the Starbucks where yesterday's attack began, left when a group of armed men detonated several explosive devices before moving on to target a police post. There have been homegrown Islamist militant attacks here before, notably the Bali bombings of 2002. But this time, the authorities are sure there's an international link. They've named an Indonesian man, Bahrum Naim, who's apparently with the so-called Islamic State in Syria. They believe he orchestrated this attack.
Officials in Japan say at least 14 people have been killed and dozens injured after a bus taking them to a ski resort slid down a mountainside. The bus was going from Tokyo to the resort in Nagano Prefecture when it veered off the road near the town of Karuizawa. It's not immediately clear what caused the crash as there was no snow or ice on the road surface. The Transport Ministry has launched an investigation. World News from the BBC. The Worldwide Anglican Church has suspended its US branch, the Episcopal Church, from full participation in matters of doctrine for recognizing gay marriages. Anglican leaders said the Episcopal Church had fundamentally departed from the faith held by the majority of Anglicans. The frontrunners for the Republican presidential nomination in the US, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, have clashed sharply in one of the final debates before the primaries begin in 2 weeks' time. Mr. Trump questioned whether Senator Cruz was legally allowed to become president because he was born in Canada. In a debate on the Fox Business Network, Mr. Cruz replied that his rival only brought the matter up because he was losing support in the state of Iowa, where the first vote will be held.
On the issue of citizenship, Donald, I'm not going to use your mother's birth against you.
Okay, good. Because it wouldn't work.
You're an American, as is everybody else on this stage, and I would suggest we focus on who's best prepared to be commander-in-chief, because that's the most important question facing the country.
The trial has begun in Thailand of the former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra, whose government was overthrown in a coup in May 2014. She faces charges of corruption that stem from a popular rice subsidy scheme which helped to win the 2011 elections. Critics say the policy wasted billions of dollars. BBC News.